All right, the next movie I wanted to review is called General Commander. It was starring Steven Seagal in his current present form, not in his 90s superhero form or superstar form, shape, I should say, in his really good 90s action flicks. This one came out in 2019. And other than Steven Seagal himself, there weren't any real great actors I can think of here, or any well-known, I should say. This was basically as close as you can get to being a B-movie. I think it was terrible. And I don't know why I decided to try to watch it. I think it's because of the respect that I had for Steven Seagal. And I liked his old movies that came out in the 80s and in the 90s. Unfortunately, there just wasn't that same level of interest in the film. The direction wasn't there, the plot wasn't there, and the buildup really wasn't there to build up to anything that you really cared about. He supposedly was in the CIA, which is ridiculous, and there was one fight scene where you got to see his famous arm and finger breaking scenes that he's famous for, but they cut in and out and back and forward. It ruined the scene. You know, I'm going to say it's the direction. Maybe it's because he's not capable of moving as fast and quickly as he used to be able to when he was younger. The whole movie, he had on these funny-looking glasses, these Coke bottle glasses, and he had this, a little goatee, and he just looked weird, and I want to say a little puffy, overweight, and, you know, I don't think he can carry this kind of film anymore, and it wasn't good. I don't think he should attach his name to these types of films. I really think if he had... Maybe he could go into comedy or something like that, like Jean-Claude Van Damme has pivoted a little bit towards in his career. But anyway, having said that, this was a terrible movie. One star, avoid at all costs. That's it for this review.